Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm joined by Tony Cross, who is market analyst at toptrader.com. How are you today, Tony?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Very well. On the back of French elections.
Indeed.
Lots going on in the market today. But we start off with toptrader.com.
Yep.
If you can just quickly run us through what you are and what you do.
So toptrader is a small prop trading desk. Mm-hmm. If you're a day trader, think you're any good, have a look at the toptrader.com website. What you need to do is open an account with one of our panel of brokers, and then we monitor your performance. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks, the best performing trader is given $10,000 to trade on a prop basis, and that trader takes 25% of anything they make.
Super. And let's have a look at the first slide, see who good and, well, down traders are.
So the last allocation was given on Friday night, and that was Raj again, who picked that up. He's done quite well in recent weeks, so he's now running $90,000 for us. In terms of who the you know, again, I flagged him as being a good trader. We'll have a look at why I made that call in a moment. And Malgazata as being the down trader for one of those trades that was the right trade but at the wrong time, as we'll see in a moment.
We've all done that. And just quickly, just talk us through the top three biggest allocations. There's some big allocations there, aren't there?
That's right. Yeah. So the contest's been running for a good while now. So there's Amir there has built up a fair tranche of money to be running on our behalf, and has often found himself, in fact, for the last few weeks, been on the either the good trader or the bad trader side. But Raj is certainly creeping up towards the top of that board now with his run of success.
Good stuff. And they get to take a share of their profits?
Yep, so they get 25% of the money that they make on their prop desk. And also, so these guys are running two accounts. They're running their prop account and they're running their PA account. Mm-hmm. And when we're making the assessment of who gets the $10,000 allocation, they're looking across both those performances.
Good stuff. So let's have a look at a couple of trades, starting off with the sterling Kiwi dollar.
Yeah, so this was why I picked out Raj as our good trader last week, because he made a very fortunate timed trade there. I think there certainly were plenty of technical indicators to suggest that that was going to move higher, but obviously the big driver there was the announcement of the UK general election on Tuesday morning of last week that no one was expecting. So that big leap higher there that he was sat across, and made a very healthy profit off the back of that. I saw the numbers. So
big snap move for him. And moving on to the DAX.
Yes, again, I mean, we seem to mention this every week, Matt, don't we? As the widow maker. Malgazata there had a long position that he took out on the 13th and closed it out on the 19th. And as we just mentioned there, right now, I think you said the DAX was 12,350
position? Yep, trading up about 2%.
So, had that position been held, it would have been more than reversed from where he closed it out towards the back end of last or middle of last week. So it's interesting to see how frequently the prop desk are being frustrated by these index trades. It's mm-hmm. And again, I saw Dow S&P futures this morning opening notably higher.
Yes.
It's not looking. It has to be frightening where equity valuations are at the minute. And, I do worry about what, this boost we've seen this morning, what that means as well for European stocks in the medium term.
I mean, certainly, trading this, as you say, maybe missed the upside, but if the French elections had come in worse than the market had expected, we could have seen the DAX a lot lower.
Absolutely.
So that's key. It's that get the risk off, take the profits when you can, and that can make a good trade.
It strikes me that the market has now assumed that Le Pen will not win in 2 weeks' time, mm-hmm. And that makes sense. If you have a centrist candidate and a right candidate, there's no middle ground to fight for, mm-hmm. Macron's going to take the middle ground and everything to the left. So, I think that's as good as a gun deal. Interesting, this afternoon we've got a French BTP auction on. It's fairly short dated debt, mm-hmm. but that'll be an interesting one to watch. And I guess the other point I don't think is being played out enough in markets at the minute is that Macron has committed to a two-speed Europe.
Mm-hmm.
or two-speed Eurozone. So, you know, I think that's going to be an interesting one to watch, and you know, whether that does give some cause for concern over the longer-term outlook for the common currency. You know, again, one to watch, because we're a little way short of those sort of targets of 113 that some of the big banks were mooting for the outcome.
And obviously, lots going on or coming up in the markets. The markets, again, are quite active. So if people want to get involved, where do they go? What do they do?
So check out the toptrader.com website. That's a great starting point. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. And, you know, so have a look. We're not the broker. We're a prop desk. We have a panel of brokers behind us. And that's the way to get involved.
Tony Cross, Top Trader, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.